Welcome to Talking Hoosier Baseball for Saturday, February 20th, 2022. My name is Carl James. I am here in Clemson, South Carolina, where last night the Indiana University baseball team had their opening game against Clemson. The Hoosiers dropped that game 9-0. We did manage to catch up with both head coach Jeff Mercer and designated hitter Matthew Ellis after the game to get their thoughts.
I mean, on the surface, it didn't look like anything was really wrong with what Madueño was doing today. Is there a reason he wasn't as effective as you probably would have wanted?
Well, yeah, the way their offense is designed, we knew that the sinker was going to be a little bit a more difficult pitch to execute consistently just because they're going to hit the ball. They like the ball down in the zone. And so the fear was kind of what happened, which is you hit, you know, five or six singles in the four hole or six hole. You kind of hit them where they're not, and then you look up and you've scored multiple runs early. And then obviously John kind of hit that wall there as he kind of got tired there towards the end. But I thought John did a really good job composing himself. And I told the guys after the game that that's what a guy does on a Friday, the attitude, the demeanor, to walk out and to say, okay, things aren't going the way I would like, obviously. But you couldn't tell by his body language, his execution, if he was getting some tough luck or if he was, you know, striking guys out. So I thought John did a really fine job. Just a little bit of a tough luck kind of to start. And then towards the end of his out and just kind of hit that wall. And we want to make sure that we continue to push his pitch count to get him ready to go for next week as well.
It looks like you had a little bit of a change in approach from the first time through the order to the second time through the order on your hitters. Yeah. A little bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
Was that a specific change that you guys made because the first time just wasn't
sure.
Effective?
No, not necessarily. I think the second time through is what we would like to do. I think, you know, the first time as he was in the 94 to 96, maybe a 7 range, you know, just the velocity kind of gets on you a little bit, and it's a little bit abrasive. And so as we got used to kind of playing, you know, at that speed and the velocity came down a little bit, it was a little bit easier for us to kind of play the offense that we wanted to play from that standpoint. You know, I thought we had competitive at-bats probably 60 or 70% of the time. You know, we really didn't expand the zone. We were on time. And then you can see a few frustrated at-bats there. We expand those on a little bit. But overall, you know, I really didn't think that we were out of it offensively. The guy had good stuff, and it took us a little bit of time to adjust. And then we kind of got going a little bit there and weren't able to execute with guys on base. But overall, there was a lot of good things I took from it in the way that we managed our at-bats.
Defensively, there were actually a couple of nice plays, at least from a fan perspective. What was your thoughts overall on the defense?
I think, you know, you have two errors. One on John just slipped on the safety, and then one you have kind of a broken play where the ball's coming off from behind the mound, and it's kind of a weird play with Kip, but we played really good defense. And if you look at like I told the guys, the base level of you got to be able to hit a fastball, and you got to be able to take care of the ball. We really did those two things. We were on time for fastballs. Wasn't a ton of fastball swing and miss, and then we took care of the ball. I made a couple of really sensational plays. Kip's play in the four hole returned a terrific double play in 4.1 seconds, which is something that we really work on a lot. And then Evan Goforth coming in there in the last inning, that play behind second base was a terrific play, you know, for a freshman coming off the bench. And Evan's going to be a really fine player. But, you know, defensive did a good job. Hit the cut, threw the ball to the cut, did what we were supposed to do. You know, it's a little bit different for the catchers playing on dirt, but a little bit on trying to block the ball and manage those things. I mean, that's an adjustment, having not been on that. And you could kind of see, you know, a couple of those balls kind of kicking away from the catchers, who normally are sure-handed, but get used to playing on dirt. And our pitchers, the stuff was really good. And so when you're throwing, you know, low to mid-90s and hard breaking balls, and sometimes, you know, you just got to be able to smother those balls. They did a good job of reading those balls in the dirt, knowing that that's a hard surface here at the plate, and being able to take advantage of that. But, you know, from a Northern team, this is your third day outside to play that kind of defense. I was really pleased with that.
Both Sharp and Kraft came in with pretty much the worst situation.
Right.
Whole bases loaded, nobody out,
right.
And managed to not let it get away from them.
Yeah.
So what do you think about those two?
I was just tickled pink with both of them. I thought they both were terrific. And both of them have been terrific. So we trusted them in those situations. You know, Reese is a third-year guy now, but you could see the development of the off-speed pitch for him. Velocity was very good. Executed the fastball at a high level. I mean, those are big moments to come into. And then Ryan Kraft has been steady the entire time here. You know, obviously he's a freshman, but has managed his emotions really well, and then come into those moments and was terrific. Both of those guys were, it was very exciting, but also not not shocking to see them do well, because we do have faith in those guys.
Would we expect to see anything different in the lineups tomorrow?
Potentially. You've got to get back and kind of look at things a little bit, maybe watch a little video, and you know, maybe move some guys around a little bit. You know, I thought Carter Matheson's at bats were really good for a freshman. I thought Josh Pine's at bats were really good for a freshman. And the rest of those guys just kind of get settled back in. A couple of those guys have been out with injuries, so it's not shocking to kind of see them have to adjust a little bit. But you know, we'll kind of sit down as a staff tonight and take a look at it. You know, we got Goforth in there. We got Brock Tibbetts in there tonight. And so those are guys that we would like to see if there's a way to get him in there a little bit more. Ethan Vakrumba is also a really talented offensive player. We'd like to find a way to get him in the game when the opportunity calls for it.
Your pitchers actually managed to strike out 17 batters. What was working with that?
You know, I thought they did a really good job of executing fastballs. You know, everyone has a particular profile, and that's what Coach Glant does such a great job of, is finding your profile and then accentuating that. And so Reese, the improvement of his fastball profile and the breaking balls, he was able to really execute up over the middle and then throw the breaking ball off of that at a really high level. And then Ryan Kraft, the same thing. We'll execute fastballs up and over the middle and then throw the breaking ball off of that. And that really exposed a lot of the plate. So, again, if you look at that base piece of the ability to hit a fastball and the ability to put guys away, you know, from an offensive standpoint, we did a good job for the most part. We have to finish those at-bats, but our pitching staff put guys away. Now, we have to limit some of the free bases, which we will as we go, and then be able to not give up free bases on some of the ball and dirt reads. But you could see a lot of the important, the really the core tenets of successful baseball. You could see really good things in that. And that's what, you know, you look out, okay, you look at the scoreboard. In a lot of ways, not in this situation, essentially, but it's like the scoreboard can be a liar when you're looking at how the game is played. And you come out of that really confident, knowing that we will get better so much faster coming from, you know, indoors and doing those things. We'll get better really fast from that. At that base level, I was really pleased, and the boys did a great job, and we'll come back tomorrow and try to take one and then go compete for the series.
You had a lot of hard contact today, including the big hit. Can you just talk about what you were doing at the plate and why you were able to have some success today?
Yeah. Played Mercer and Weatherford, prepared us really well, kind of what we were going to face. You know, they had some really good pitchers, especially the starter, come right at us. You know, they are attacking the zone early with a lot of fastballs, and we've been training hitting fastballs more than anybody in America. And so just kind of trying to stay on that, kind of finding zones in our pitches in our zone and trying to do as much damage as we could. And we took some really good pitches. Like I said, you know, credit to them. They had some good pitchers tonight, and we did the best we could.
But as an offense, it felt like you guys were quite patient in that first time through the order. Was that intentional? Were you trying to... What were you trying to do? Took a lot of first pitches and then kind of work from there?
Yeah, we were just trying to be patient. You know, we really wanted the pitches. We knew what we were looking for. We had been facing, you know, some really good pitchers from our own team and scrimmages, and we were patient for the pitch that we wanted to hit. And that's kind of what we work out too, is being selective and dominating a certain zone. And we did that early, and we did it well. It just, we didn't get the key hit here and there, and they didn't fall through when we needed them to. So it's just part of it.
So what do you guys do? The scoreboard didn't look great, but you know, Coach definitely thinks there were some positive things you guys took out of it. How do you apply what happened today and try to improve things tomorrow?
100%. I think we had nine new people play tonight, which is huge. A lot of freshmen got to be on the field for the first time and experience college baseball. So it's just picking up those experiences and learning lessons as we go on, you know, each game and building on a big 16 season. So that's just part of it.